I want to say thank you to everybody here for making us part of the family with Living Hope Church. My name is Eric Scott. This is my testimony. I was born into a Christian home. My mother was a believer in Christ, and my father was Catholic. I was raised as a child going to church, believing in Christ. When my mom really got serious about following the Lord, my brother and I would occasionally attend church with her. But soon, my brother and I had a bit of independence. We started out on a path of sin in the world. We would cheat and lie, enjoy the pleasures of the world. Later on, I met my wife-to-be, Tracy. Even though we had familiar backgrounds, we lived the most worldly couples lived. Our lives to enjoy life as much as possible. I didn't know what I was seeking, but nothing in the world could fill the emptiness in my soul. During this time, my mother never stopped praying for me and was consistently encouraging me to come to church and come to the Lord. Mike Kalikas would at times visit my mother, and when I would come by, we talked. During that time, he convinced me to start coming to Living Hope. That was about 2 years ago. My wife and I have attended various churches in our married life, but none it really felt at home with. I was looking to get to Living Hope. God began really speaking to me. I told my wife we really need to start attending. God was drawing me to himself. He was speaking to me. My brother Mike's death, I knew once for all I needed to turn to Christ. I invited Pastor Matt to come over to our home and explain the gospel to me and my wife. Pastor Matt explained to us that salvation is not earned through our good works, but is a gift of God through Jesus Christ. At the moment he had me, I put my faith in the Lord Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of my sins. The Bible says in Isaiah 53:6, all we are like sheep, we have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. I felt my heart was lifted. What good is gaining the world if you lose your soul? What I lost when I came to Christ was my old stony heart and my selfish way of thinking. The world I want to live for is where Christ is my king. The Bible says in Matthew 6:33, seek first the kingdom of God, and his righteousness of all things will be added unto you. At that moment, Christ changed me. I became united in Christ. I was raised from my spiritually dead life, and now I have new life in Christ. When God saved me, it was such an amazing day. I thought every day after that should be just like that day of my salvation. It actually hurt me because it wasn't the same. We lived in a broken world. I actually went through a crisis. I knew I had to have the Holy Spirit inside me, and could no longer do what I used to do. I am now much more sensitive to things of God because God's Spirit is guiding my steps. I view people differently now. I see all people that they need Christ. I see them as lost or saved. I no longer walk in the sinful ways I used to walk. My music, my media, my reading, all my TV watchings all have changed. Within a day of being saved, I gave up hard alcohol and stopped swearing. All things were passing away and all things were becoming new. As I came for baptism, I want to confess that Jesus is my Lord and Savior. He has forgiven me. I want to leave you with a verse that was encouraged to me. Isaiah 41:10. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Thank you very much.